This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our triple option feature. We'll take this triple option feature on Tuesdays and make it our pick six segment. So, Charlie, you got everything, so I'll let you kind of run it.
Yeah, we haven't done it in a couple weeks, guys, at least over the air. We've done it off air.
Right.
The last couple weeks have been a little bit of a fluster, but I've kept up with everything. You know, I've got all the picks correct. The current standings right now is very jammed. Mike, you and I are both 9-9. Bobby and Steve are 8-10. Last week, you know, we all got USC wrong.
Wait a minute.
We all got the Saints
Geller
wrong.
Geller is as good as Hebert on this pick?
So far,
I'm coming back this season.
Now, one thing that stood out last week, Mike, you won last week. You went 4-2. The one difference, the Cowboys. What am I doing? What am I thinking? They can't
I told
stop
you
the
that
run.
Was a bad
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, it was a bad pick. It was for sure a bad pick. But I went 3-3. Bobby went 3-3. Steve, you went 2-4. So Steve and I were actually tied atop at first, but now it's kind of shifted
Oklahoma?
A little bit around.
Yeah,
Oklahoma.
I was trying to make little, you know, some hay there and ended up being a big, big mistake.
Yeah, Oklahoma did not look good against a really kind of nasty-looking Tennessee squad. But we'll get into it now, guys. So that's the standings. Mike, you and I are both 9-9. Bobby and Steve are 8-10. So it's anyone's game early on. We're starting out with college football week 5, a top 25 matchup that we're going to be talking about here. 15 Louisville at 16 Notre Dame. Notre Dame opens at 6-point favorites at home, guys. I'll just go right ahead and say Bobby's got Louisville in this matchup plus 6.
I got Notre Dame.
It feels like Marcus Freeman kind of loses the dumb random games, but he wins the big ones, doesn't it? Like, I went against Notre Dame against Texas A&M, and they smoked A&M on the road in week 1. So I'm not going to make that mistake again. I'm with you here, Mike. I'm going Notre Dame minus 6.
Ruh-roh. Steve in the minority again. I like Notre Dame to win this game. I just don't know if they're going to cover that 6 points. I'm going to take Louisville plus the 6 here.
Yeah, so it's a split. Bobby's got Louisville. Mike and I both have Notre Dame, so we'll see what happens there. Up next, we got a local matchup. We got Tulane hosting South Florida. We just talked with Coach Summer all about it. A veteran South Florida squad that is, you know, maybe the scores don't look great, but they played Alabama really tough, and they played Miami really tough in the first half, at least, before Cam Ward and the Hurricanes kind of pulled away. Tulane opens as 6-point favorites at home at Yeoman Stadium, guys.
I think Tulane wins, but give me South Florida in the 6.
Bobby agrees with you.
I'm going with Tulane, given the points their defense has to improve after last week. Man, that was, 400-plus yards they gave up to the Raging Cajuns, so worried about that. They did get at least 2 interceptions, and I know South Florida's going to be a tough foe, but I think the Greenies win this one at home and cover.
I think it was Corey Glore that we were talking to, the voice of the Green Wave, that mentioned like this 3-game stretch was super important against Kansas State, Oklahoma, and UL. And they go 1-2 in it. They very well could have been 2-1. That Kansas State game is still gross. And they played Oklahoma very tough as well. I'm going Tulane here. Maybe it's a mistake because, you know, as Coach Summerall was mentioning, USF is a very veteran team. If this was like 7.5, I'm taking USF. But at 6, this could be a push. I could see Tulane kind of winning like a 34-27 type of game too. So give me Tulane minus 6. And then the premier matchup, maybe all of college football so far this year, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, Georgia at number 4, Alabama. The Bulldogs open as 2-point favorites. Both these teams coming off a bye week as well.
I'm going Georgia here, guys. I like that the return of Mykael Williams is on track to be for Georgia. I think that D-line of the Bulldogs can pressure Alabama's kind of suspect offensive line and put some pressure on Milroe, make them uncomfortable enough to eke out the win and be able to cover here.
I like Georgia. I think Beck will bounce back from not a really good game against Kentucky. And I'm interested, his first real test secondary-wise for a team who lost a first-round pick corner, second-round pick corner, and their transfer portal guy, who was a freshman All-American there, he got paid. He went to Ohio State. Give me Georgia here, and I think this is a really tough game. But I like Georgia, but, man, I'm a big Jalen Milroe fan.
I'm making a mistake. I'm picking Bama because, I mean, for one, this is what I'll say about this game, and I think you'll agree with me on this, Mike, is that if you're talking about the quarterbacks for this upcoming class, nobody's really separated themselves yet and said, I'm a bona fide first-round pick.
This Cam Ward has.
Cam Ward is the only one that's been playing well, but even then, he wasn't really on that many radars entering the season. I mean, this is a guy that's playing his way into, like, the first round, but if you're talking about, like, those top guys that you kind of expected heading into the year, like Shedeur Sanders or Quinn Ewers or, you know, Carson Beck, Jalen Milroe, this is why I think this matchup is going to be gigantic, because I think one of Milroe or Beck, by the end of this weekend, we're going to be saying, okay, this guy's kind of solidified himself as maybe one of those top dogs.
Yeah, I think it's which team makes the big mistake. Not maybe necessarily the big play, but the big mistake. And, man, Milroe, he's such an impressive guy. I got to know him a little bit coming to the Manning camp. And, I got to go with Carson Beck in Georgia here.
Yeah.
They're a slight better team than Alabama.
And
right
I think
now.
I think that, you know, that game against Kentucky was a wake-up call for Georgia. So I don't feel good picking Alabama at the same time. Both teams coming off a bye week. I think Alabama, you know, the fact that they're underdogs at home, when was the last time that happened? I think I read it was like 2007. So, yeah, give me Alabama +2. Hopefully, even if they lose, it'll be like a one-point game or something. We'll see what happens.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
NFL Week 4, guys, we've got the Saints at the Falcons. Falcons open as 1.5-point favorites over the black and gold.
I'm going with the Falcons. I think right now they're the better team and probably more healthier than the Saints are right now. Give me the Falcons.
I see their center looks like he's not going to be able to play either.
He'll miss four
IR,
weeks.
Right.
And it's McGrady, crazy. And we don't know about him. With the right knee, looks like a knee bruise or a sprain, but still, man, the Saints, when you're going to see that injury list tomorrow, it's lengthy,
yeah.
Real lengthy. And so, man, give me the Falcons at home.
What worries me, too, with the Atlanta team, their two-headed running attack of Bijan and Algier, seeing what happened this past weekend with Saquon Barkley in the Superdome, I can only imagine what the Falcons are going to do on that Eagles defensive front. Hopefully, I mean, with the Saints defensive front, hopefully things can tighten up. But I got the Falcons too, guys, unfortunately, given the 1.5.
So I'm playing a fun game. I've been wrong on the Saints every game so far this year.
so keep picking
opposite.
I'm picking the Falcons, and I'm hoping that the Saints win this huge game.
All right.
It's gigantic. Bobby's got the Saints, obviously. Well, and I don't know if I mentioned it, but Bobby also had
weeks.
Georgia. So I'm staying alone with Alabama. We'll see how that works out for me. But I'm going with the Falcons here as well, guys. They looked really impressive against Kansas City. In all honesty, probably should have won that game. Two possessions all the way down to the red zone late, and they come away with 0 points. I don't know, guys. Just take a field goal, right? Cut a 5-point lead to 2, and then if you get back down there, a field goal wins the game. But, I mean, what am I thinking? I don't know. Moving on, we got the Eagles, 2.5-point favorites in Tampa Bay against the Buccaneers, who laid a massive egg against Sean Payton and the Broncos.
I think the Bucs bounce back here. Man, Sirianni wanted to give the game to the Saints. And man, that's all they talk about in Philly. They didn't talk about the Eagles winning much Monday morning. All they wanted to complain about was Sirianni's some kind of moron. And, I mean, that got brought up on 3 different spots I did in Philly. They brought up the same thing over and over and over again about these moronic calls and not going for the field goal, and then he goes for the 60-yarder. So, you know what? I think the Bucs bounce back at home. I'll take Tampa.
I'm taking the Eagles getting the two and a half. But to me, man, Denver rushed all over the Buccaneers. What was it? Like 136 yards.
And Bo Nix looked good, too.
Yeah, and to me, let's see what ends up happening with Saquon and Jalen Hurts running against Tampa. I got the Eagles winning this one and covering.
I think it's also a little bit, and I had picked, you know, the Broncos. I didn't pick the Broncos last week.
I should have.
Because the issue is Sean Payton kind of owns Tampa. Like, I think his career record against them is like 23-11 or something like that. He kicks their ass. So there's a reason that Bucs fans hate the Saints so much. I'm going with the Bucs here, though, as well, guys. I think the Eagles are kind of banged up. We'll kind of see what happens with A.J. Brown, if he's going to be available this week. Devontae Smith, who suffered that concussion in that game, what his availability is. Like, I just – give me the Bucs here in a closely fought game.
And also to Lane Johnson.
And you have a couple of points to work with, too. Yeah. So give me the Bucs plus 2.5. Steve, you stand alone on this one because Bobby also has the Bucs. And then wrapping up our NFL Week 4 slate, we had a bunch of games we could have picked here, guys. But we're going probably with the surprise team of the NFL so far.
Right.
The Minnesota Vikings traveling to face the Green Bay Packers in an NFC North showdown early season. The Packers 2.5-point favorites at home in Lambeau Field. I'll start off with Bobby. Bobby's got the Vikings in this one.
Well, he told me that last night. Mike, pick Minnesota Green Bay. I said, okay, Abraham, I'll put that one in for you. No, I'm going with Packers here.
I'm with you, Mike. I like the Packers. Give them credit winning the last two games with their rushing attack, obviously with Jordan Love sidelined. We'll still wait and see. He might be able to play in this one. If not, you know, we'll see what happens again. But I still think that pack run game will dominate here.
Goes to show you how good coaching plays a part here. Did Malik Willis look that good in with the Texans?
Ooh.
Hell no. Man, he goes to Green Bay, and look what LaFleur has done with him. Man, he looks like, you know, I'm not saying a great quarterback,
serviceable.
But he looks like a guy that could get you through a 4 or 5 game stretch.
Yep.
And he throwing the football a lot better there than when I saw him, you know, when I had to cover him when he was with the Titans.
I'll drop my pen here and say that Malik Willis is playing better than Will Levis is right now.
Well, that ain't even a question mark there.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm back and forth on this one. Sam Darnold's been the great story so far this early NFL season. You know, we talked about him. Could he have that Baker Mayfield-type resurgence as a former top pick that finds a new home and really shines? And it's looking that way so far. But I'm with you guys. I'm going with the Packers here. Bobby's going to stand alone with the Vikings. I just think that this is a spot where the Vikings finally trip up on the road against a division opponent. Give me the Packers to win by about 3 points.
Charlie, you see the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line? We got a note from our traffic department.
Oh, what we got?
Charlie, let the darkness overcome you. Breathe in, Roll Tide. Joe in the traffic
there we
center.
Go.
I'm from Alabama.
I'm with you, Joe. Roll Tide this week, buddy.
Okay, Joe. Man, Jordan Fiegel, too. He's another Alabama guy.
And Dan. Dan the man,
and
Barry.
Dan, too, also, man.
I'm standing alone with the Tide. Hopefully they give me a win here. I would need it.
Good luck to you, Charlie.